Well, it is time once again for a Tech Tuesday with our good friend Sarah Kenzie, the digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. One might think that, well, how could we possibly have a Tech Tuesday every week? Well, it's because Sarah is always getting new content up on our webpage and also on the Hail Mary Media app. Sarah, good morning. Thanks for joining us once again on this Tech Tuesday.
Good morning, Brenda. Happy to be here.
Sarah, I had an opportunity to talk with one of our contributors. Many people listen to Emily Jaminet with A Mother's a Minute throughout the week. She joined me on the Morning Blend. That is the first interview that is highlighted in this week's email.
That's right. I absolutely loved this interview that you did with Emily. And you guys were talking about going back to school, you know, a new routine for families and their children. And I like how you started the discussion and you talked about how mothers worry a lot. But, you know, your children have free will. And you have to remember that Jesus loves your children even more than you can, which I think is such reassuring advice. But then you got into some practical advice when it comes to sanctifying, you know, your everyday life. How do you bring God into your car ride? And how do you bring God into the early morning and have prayer time before you start your day? How do you connect with your children better, even like in that busyness, and being really intentional about some of those little in-between moments, whether at the start of the day or you're commuting, and you know, how do you really make the most out of that time as families find themselves in a new school routine? So really great advice in there, and I just encourage everyone to take a listen.
Again, thank you so much for including this one. I really did enjoy talking with Emily, because all of these things that she talked about, while it used to be that I was running kids in the back of my van, I'm at a point of life where I'm in the driveway watching my son drive off in a car of his own, praying for his safety. But just talking with her just reminded me of those times when he was just a little guy in a car seat, how, you know, there were just those days where I would deliberately leave the house 20 minutes early than I normally would to go pick kids up at school, because I know that he'd fall asleep in the car seat. And every parent knows those times where you just need a little bit of quiet time.
Right.
But Emily takes it a step further, which is so important, is to use those moments. Okay, stop for a drink or a coffee on the way. And then, you know, if that little baby conks out, just use that time to pray your rosary, to just refocus your time and energy back to Christ, like she talked about, back to school, back to the basics. And just makes the afternoon all the more peaceful, because you know that you've got your spiritual life squared away. Definitely want to encourage our listeners to listen to that interview with Emily, especially if you've got kids in that age group, for sure. Sarah, you always highlight one of our great locally produced shows. Well, every Monday night, we know that Ken Hellenius and Deacon Harold Brooks-Sivers, they come together in amazing conversations on Living Stones. That's the highlighted program this week.
That's right. So Ken and Deacon Harold are continuing their series on the Holy Spirit. And I love when they do these series, because you really get a chance to, you know, dive into a topic over an extended period of time. And so I think they're on around part 9, I think, right now, of this series on the Holy Spirit. And so each week they view the Holy Spirit kind of through a different lens or a different topic. So most recently they were talking about finding the Holy Spirit in prayer, how the Holy Spirit really helps us, you know, speak to God, and how the Holy Spirit is the one that prompts us to pray. He draws us along the way to prayer. And how do we address the Holy Spirit in prayer? Or where can we find moments in our rosary or say the Mass where the Holy Spirit is especially, you know, working? So it's just a really great reminder of the Holy Spirit. And maybe if you feel like you don't know much about the Holy Spirit, I feel like Ken and Deacon Harold are just great guides and a great way to introduce you to the Holy Spirit through this series. You know, they're so easy to listen to. They always have, you know, some fun updates on their life at the beginning of the episodes, but then they really get into the meat of the topic. So encourage you to listen to the most recent episode, but we have the whole playlist of the series so far, so you can start at the beginning if you'd like to.
I mean, that's the great thing about what we're able to produce on our webpage, is to be able to have a whole series like this, especially one on the Holy Spirit. If this is something that is of interest to you, start from episode one in this series. It's so important. I myself spend a lot of time, especially talking with our guests too, when we have conferences on the Holy Spirit. In my own mind, Sarah, I think, and I'm not alone in this, I understand who God is, mm-hmm. the creator, the way that God works in our lives. Jesus Christ, his son, died for our sin, the redeeming mercy that Christ brings to the earth. Those things are very easy to understand. But then you talk about the Holy Spirit and you're like, well, he's a flame and a dove and there's a lens that we mm-hmm. can understand better. But it's not quite easy to wrap your head around it.
Right.
So to have Deacon Harold and Ken to walk us through this, definitely want to check that whole thing out. Of course, if you download the Hail Mary Media app today, you would have access to not only Emily's interview, but the entire series of Living Stones. This whole series is excellent on the Holy Spirit. Sarah Kenzie is the digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio, and she's joining me on a Tech Tuesday. Sarah, Hail Mary Media app. That is, when we say media, it covers so much. And you are really beginning to develop the Signs of Hope video series. I mean, we do radio here at Mater Dei Radio. We have digital media. We've got video media now. Another great installment in this series in discovering God's will. Tell us more about the sisters.
That's right. So in the first video, if you were able to see that or you followed along with the podcast, I introduced you to the Franciscan Sisters of the Eucharist. So I'm continuing my focus on them for right now. But this next video really focused on their vocation stories, which was really so much fun to listen to. You know, these sisters are, you know, maybe a little bit older now, but I just love listening to them reflect back on their time being a young person and not knowing where God was calling them. And they all had, you know, different paths to being a sister. And even though they all have their unique gifts and their unique stories and personalities, I kept noticing this theme of when they trusted God and they kind of just took one step at a time. You know, it wasn't like one decision of I'm going to be a sister and that's it. It's really a process. It's, you know, I'm going to take a step and I'm going to just discover, you know, if this is what God wants. Okay, now I'm going to take another step, and trusting God through that process is so beautiful. And they were just so encouraging, I think, to, you know, maybe younger people that are still trying to figure out what God wants for their lives. And one of the sisters kept saying, you know, don't stop asking God, you know, even if you're not sure where he's calling you to, or you feel like he's not listening, or it feels like he's not answering, just keep asking. And, you know, they're so encouraging. So I think for any of us that are, even if you know your primary vocation, but you're still trying to figure out God's will in the smaller things, that was an interesting thing too. You know, for some of them, even once they were a sister, you still have to be open to God's will. You're not just, you know, done discerning God's will, but like, they had to discern, you know, where God was calling their new order for some of them, or even just the path that their work would take within the community. So they also talk about that. So it's, you know, discovering their vocation as a sister, but also discovering God's will past that point.
These stories are amazing. And again, yes, Sarah, I would encourage all of our listeners to look at this. Sarah, remind our listeners where they're going to find that video series, because it is so great to watch.
Yeah, so we do have it on our YouTube channel, our Facebook page. It will be linked through the app. But also, if you just go to our website and go under the digital media tab, the Signs of Hope series has its own page. That's also the tab where you're going to find all of our podcasts that aren't on the air. So David's new On the Go podcast, especially if you're interested in sports. He has some good episodes that he just released on that. Dina Marie's Faith Moments and our Social Justice podcast. Those are all under that digital media tab on the website.
Also, while you're at the website or even on the Hail Mary Media app, you have access to the events calendar, our community calendar. One of the things that is on there, and we also have interviews with Monica Boxler. It's Oktoberfest. Sarah, you and I, we're going to be heading down there.
That's right. Brenda, I am so excited because you have never been to Oktoberfest.
I feel a little bit sad, but boy, since this is going to be my first trip, Sarah, I am so excited that you're going to be my guide.
I am so excited. I love introducing people to Oktoberfest and the fact that I get to introduce you to all of the fun, all the food is going to be awesome. So we're going to be down there this Thursday. And so make sure that you're following us on Facebook or Instagram, because I'll be posting all the different places that we visit. We'll really try to highlight a lot of the Catholic organizations that are there. We'll try the food. You can see what Brenda thinks of this food she's trying for the first time. So make sure you're following us on social media. And then I think maybe you'll do a little recap the next morning on Friday's morning show, correct?
Absolutely. I'll definitely be talking on the air about all of the things that we did while we were at Oktoberfest. You were a great tour guide too, Sarah, because you have already given me a map, an outline of where we're going to go. And also you've highlighted all of our Catholic ministries and schools that are going to be having food booths down there. So I think I'm going to stop eating by Wednesday morning. So come Thursday afternoon, I'll be ready to try everything. Looking so forward to it. I encourage our listeners, definitely want to tune into our social media posts and also to the Morning Blend this Friday. Sarah, thanks so much again. It is a great Tech Tuesday.
Thank you, Brenda.